So the whole Arab world. And also Libya. Libya have a military dictator?
Gaddafi.
So everybody knows.
He's
a very difficult man.
所以他如果独裁,
so if he's a dictator, you have to pull him down.
好了,
so they pulled him down.
拉下来以后,
if they pulled him down, there's a void, right?
现在问题谁前进去呢?
So who's going to fill that void?
大家都知道说,
everybody knows.
是ISIS前进去。
So ISIS filled it.
所以ISIS一面占领,
so ISIS covered the Sinai Peninsula and then covered Libya. Egypt is caught in the middle.
明白吗?
You understand that?
好了,问题在这里。
So the problem is this.
阿拉伯之春应该很好才对。
The Arab Spring should be good, right?
所以他们在叙利亚也要这样做。
So Syria did the same thing.
叙利亚也有一个独裁的总统。
So there is also a dictator there.
把他拉下来。
So they want to pull him
down. 如果能把他拉下来就好了。
If they can pull him down, great.
好了,所以他们就打起仗来了。
So they started to fight a war.
没有想到一打就是好几年。
So they fought for many years. Don't know how many people have died.
4 million
people. So there are 20 million
people.
4 million people have wandered. They have no home to go to. So they saw more and more hopeless.
So
they have no way to go home.
所以请大家记住,
so everybody remember. So Arab and Spring became Arab winter.
你明白吗?
Understand that?
这个果然这样啊,
it indeed happened this way. But before, don't forget.
加大赛还在的时候,
when Gaddafi was around,
这个西方世界,
it was a Western world.
虽然不好,
even though he was no good,
但每年帮助 Gaddafi.
Every year, Gaddafi be helped.
加大赛有个什么好处呢?
What was the good thing of Gaddafi?
因为非洲有很多的人,
because in Africa, there are many people.
想到欧洲,
they want to go to Europe.
他们的生活太苦,
they had a difficult living.
所以他们要往欧洲去的时候,
when they were going towards Europe,
是谁把他们
who stopped them? Gaddafi stopped them.
所以每年他向欧盟伸手要钱,
so he asked for money from the European Union.
他一面来讲,
on the one hand,
是保护欧洲,
on the one hand, he protects Europe. So that refugees wouldn't go to Europe.
明白吗?
Understand that?
对,大家都知道,
so everybody knows.
这个对于欧洲西欧来讲是好的,
so that for the Western Europe, this is good. But they had a dream. So they want the whole world to be like a leper. So the whole world can be a democracy. So they thought Gaddafi's not good. Because he's a dictator. They have to pull him down. So after they pull him down, now they regret it. The Western world starts to regret it. Why? Last year, amazingly, so there is a refugee wave. They went towards Western Europe. So these refugees came from two places. So because Gaddafi was overthrown, so now there was a vacuum there. Now because it's a void there,
那么没有人再来保护他们，没有人再来保护的结果，ISIS就进去。
So then ISIS entered in.
本来这些人就要到欧洲去。
These people were going to go to Europe.
ISIS来了以后，他们更害怕。
After ISIS came, they're more afraid.
他们花上更多的力气，他们一定要往西欧走。
They spend more effort to go to the Western Europe.
所以不要忘记,
so don't forget.
难民潮的开始。
So the start of the refugee wave, because they need to overthrow Gaddafi.
结果没有想到, that
void was filled by ISIS.
这是一面,
this is one hand.
那另外一面,
on the other hand,
等到ISIS兴起以后,
after the ISIS rose up,
那周围400万的那些难民更可怕,
so the 4 million refugees are even more terrified.
更紧张了,
they're more nervous. Because many are Christians. So they're
going to
be persecuted. Soon they feel it's hopeless.
所以最后怎么办呢?
So what they do?
他说我们一定冒险要往欧洲去。
So they have to risk our lives and go to Europe.
他们到了土耳其。
So they came to Turkey?
没有多地,很多地方有,就是希腊啊。
So Greece.
希腊有6000个小岛。
So Greece has 6,000 islands.
哪一个小岛都是希腊。
Every island is Greek.
所以他们想个办法。
They thought of a way.
要能够坐船到希腊任何一个岛就到了希腊。
So they could go to any island in Greece and they would come to Greece.
希腊守防不是胜防。
So Greece couldn't do anything.
6000个岛你怎么去守它?
6,000 islands, how do you protect it?
你不知道他怎么偷渡到哪个岛。
You don't know what island he would reach.
他就成功了。
He's successful.
那每一个人呢,
every man,
都是一千个。 欧元。
It's 1,000 euros.
如果全家的话
，if the whole family，
是4,000，4个人4,000欧元。
4,000 euros.
他们什么不要，钱都不要。
They don't want any money.
我们就要往欧洲去。
We just want to go to Europe.
那么刚好呢 ，That 听说西德欢迎他们。
So the Western Germany accepted them.
他们最喜欢的西德。
They like Western Europe.
但到西德你要经过别人的范围。
But if you go to Western Germany, they have to go other places.
那么好了，西德很高兴。
So Western Germany is very happy.
别的国家就很悲哀。
Every other country is very sad.
为什么西德很高兴？
Why is Western Germany happy?
因为西德是少子化的。一个人最多是两个。
Because Western Germany, it only people only have 2 kids per family.
所以没有多久以后
，soon after，
人力就发生问题了。
So there's a problem with the labor force.
工业就发生问题了。
The problem with the industry.
所以他们觉得要解决问题，欢迎难民进来。
We welcome the refugees.
希望难民能给他们帮助。
So the refugees can help them.
他这样想的。
They thought of it this
way. 法国也这么想的。
France thought about this.
但是我匈牙利不这么想。
But Hungary doesn't think.
别的国家不这么想。
Other nations don't.
如果这一来。
If they come,
那是不得了的一件事。
It's too much of a thing.
所以去年
，so last year，
就在四轮学月最后的一天
，so the last year of the four blood moons，
大家都知道
，everybody knows，
有一件大事情
，there was a big thing happened，
就是欧洲难民潮涌进西欧。
So the whole refugee wave came into Europe.
然后他们欧盟的人就说
，So the European Union said，
我们的国防在什么地方
？So where is our defense？
我们的墙在什么地方
？Where is our wall？
他们才发现
，Then they discovered，
原来他们的墙有个很大很大的漏。
So their wall is a big hole.
那问题在这里。
The problem is this.
根据统计
，According to statistics，
每天有8000人涌进西欧。
8,000 people coming into Western Europe every day.
到现在为止
，Even until today，
已经有100万的难民进到欧洲里。
So there's 1 million refugees that entered into Europe.
不要忘记
，Don't forget。
因为这个原因
，Because of this，
西方世界才忽然醒过来。
The Western world finally woke up。
我们做错了。
We did something wrong.
我们一定要把那个啊，这个叙利亚的总统把他拉下来。
So we have to pull down the Syrian president.
所以才造成这些事情。
So we caused all these things to happen.
所以才发生这些事情。
So all of these things have happened.
如果这些难民有家的话。
So if these refugees had a home.
他们当然要回到他们的家。
They of course they want to go home.
他们为什么要漂流到全世界？
Why did they have to go to the rest of the world?
所以明白吗？
So you understand?
这个缘故。
Because of this.
他们醒过来了。
So they woke up.
但是好像有一点晚了，是不是？
But if it's too late, right?
刚刚好
finally,
那个时候苏联刚好说我来帮你们
Russia said let me help you
我来和这个总统来打交道
so let me deal with the president
就在这个时候、
so、at that point,
你看见吗他不止做了叙利亚的好朋友
so now he became the friend of Syria
因为总统是什叶派
because the president is a Shiite
伊朗也是什叶派
Iran is also Shiite
所以当然呢现在伊朗跟叙利亚就站在一起
so Iran and Syria are standing together
那么黎巴嫩的真主党也是什叶派的
so the Hezbollah and Lebanon, they're also Shiites.
所以他们通通站在一起。
So they all stand together.
表面上，你看，我要帮你的忙。
On the outwardly, they want to help you.
什么意思
？What does it mean?
我们只要让叙利亚能够稳定下来。
So let us just stabilize Syria.
他们一定要回去。
So they have to go home.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters.
在不知不觉，你看苏联兴起。
Now Russia has raised its head.
这个苏联兴起是怎么一回事
？What is the story of Russia?
这是不是圣经里面所说的
？Is it according to the Bible?
当然现在很清楚。
Now it's very clear.
你看见受。从海中上来。
So when the beast comes forth from the sea,
现在还不是啊。
It's not that there yet.
你看见一些影子。
You see some shadow.
你看见狮子的影子。
You see the shadow of the lion.
你也看见了这个熊的影子。
You see the shadow of the bear.
我们讲的去年。
We talk about last year.
这是以色列最悲惨的一年。
So it's the saddest year for Israel.
他一直在伊朗的威胁。
So it was under the threat of Iran.
你知道。ISIS 什么意思
？What does ISIS mean？
是 Islamic State， 是伊斯兰国家。
Islamic State，
但是伊朗什么意思
？What does Iran mean？
是 Islamic Republic， 是
Islamic Republic。
两个都要希望能够征服整个的回教。
They all want to conquer the Islamic world。
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear。
一个是狮子。
One is a lion.
一个是熊。
One is a bear.
我们也看见豹了。
We also see the leopard.
但是现在我们要问。
But the question is,
为什么局面是这样发展的
？Why is it developing this way?
我慢慢才懂。
So now we start to understand.
原来我们讲到罗马帝国复兴的时候。
So when we talk about the Roman Empire being restored.
我们忘记了。
We forget one point.
因为圣经讲的罗马帝国。
Because when the Bible talks about the Roman Empire.
是两条腿。
It has two legs.
有东罗马跟西罗马。
There's Western Roman Empire and Eastern Roman Empire. Isn't it true?
在主后三百九十五年的时候。
And 395 AD.
你知道刚刚好那个时候一个国一个皇帝有两个儿子。
So one king had two sons.
是一个管西罗马帝国。
One would take care of the Western Roman Empire.
一个往东罗马帝国。
One would control the Eastern Roman Empire.
那东罗马他们首都在什么地方？
So where is the capital of the East Roman Empire?
那君士坦丁在这里设立一个首都。
Now Constantine established a capital.
那就是君士坦丁堡。
It's Constantinople.
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
现在你看见吗？
You see that?
很明显的，这个有两条腿。
So there are two legs.
但如果你读圣经，
if you read the Bible,
这两条腿是一样长的。
These two legs are the same length.
可是我们如果读历史的话，
but if you study history,
四百多年以后，
after 400 years,
西罗马帝国就亡国，
Western Roman Empire was destroyed.
然后经过了一千多年，
after 1,000 years,
东罗马帝国才亡在这个奥斯曼帝国的时候。
So Eastern Roman Empire fell under the hands of the Ottoman Empire.
这两个脚不一样长。
So these legs are not the same length.
明白吗？
You see that?
如果我的左脚代表西罗马帝国，
if my left leg is the Western Roman Empire,
我如果右脚代表东罗马帝国，
my right leg is the Eastern Roman Empire,
你看见我是个跛脚的。
I'm a cripple.
所以你看见吗？我的右脚比左脚要长。
So my right leg is longer than my left leg.
那么圣经怎么预言怎么应验呢？
So how could the biblical prophecy be fulfilled?
这就是我们不懂的历史。
Because we don't understand.
你要懂得圣经历史圣经预言的应验。
If you want to understand the fulfillment of the prophecy, you have to know history well.
明白吗？
You see that?
所以非常有意思。
So very interesting.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
这个西罗马的故事什么故事？
What's the story of the Western Roman Empire?
如果你再读下去，
If you keep on reading,
你的历史上有一个神圣罗马帝国。
Holy Roman Empire. So there's a Holy Roman Empire in history.
这个 Holy Roman Empire 是完全是受天主教支配。
So they are completely delegated by the Roman Catholic.
那么天主教的首都在哪里？
So where is the capital of the Roman Catholic Church? It's Vatican. So we talk about Western Roman Empire.
你永远讲到罗马。
You always talk about Rome.
这个罗马是第一个罗马。
So Rome is the first Rome.
这个我们很清楚。
So we know it's very clear.
但是很有意思啊。
Very interesting.
自从君士坦丁建立另外一个首都。
Constantine established another capital.
这时候有东罗马跟西罗马以后。
Once there was Western Roman Empire, Eastern Roman Empire.
结果你发现。
Then you discover.
什么问题呢？
So what's the problem?
那就是说，君士坦丁堡。
Constantinople.
变成了东罗马的首都。
Became the capital of Eastern Roman Empire.
罗马是七三巨城。
So Rome is a city of seven hills.
这个我们都知道。
So we all know that.
但是我们没有想。
But we didn't imagine.
君士坦丁堡。
Constantinople.
也是七三巨城。
It's also a city of seven hills.
你怎么叫七三巨城？
How do you know it's a city of seven hills?
你只要坐船。
If you just take a boat.
你看那个整座的山。
You look at the whole mountain.
今天看得很清楚。
Today it's very clear.
有六个清真寺就在那个山上。
There's six mosques.In each of those mountains.
还有一个皇宫在另外一个山上。
There's another palace on another mountain.
你远远看很清楚。
You go from very, you look at it from very far.
很明显的君士坦丁堡是其中。
Very clear that Constantinople is a city of seven hills.
那个称为第二个罗马。
That's the second Rome.
所以要记得。
So you have to remember.
讲到第一个罗马是讲的左脚。
So when you talk about the first Rome is the left leg.
讲到第二个罗，讲到右脚的一定要讲第二个罗马。
So the second leg, you have to talk about the second Rome.
它必须七三巨城。
It has to be a city of seven hills.
因为很明显的。
It's very clear.
我们知道是基督是复兴的罗马帝国。
So the Antichrist comes at the restored Roman Empire.
所以现在你不能光讲西罗马，你还讲东罗马。
You can't talk about Western Roman Empire. You have to talk about Eastern Roman Empire.
那现在我们要问。
So now we want to ask.
东罗马后来还是亡国了。
So then the Eastern Roman Empire fell.
不就是亡在奥斯曼帝国手里吗？
Did it fall under the hands of the Ottomans?
很有意思。
Interesting.
最后的一个东罗马帝国皇帝。
The last Eastern Roman Empire emperor.
他没有后裔。
He didn't have a descendant.
他有产业。
He had inheritance.
他有江山。
He had mountains.
他有罗马帝国的封号。
So he had.The title of a Roman emperor, but he couldn't pass it on.
明白吗？到他那里就没有了。
So it ended with him.
刚好他有个 niece.
So he had a niece.
那个 niece 呢，就承受了他所有的产业。
So the niece inherited all of the riches.
所以虽然东罗马帝国亡国
，So even the Eastern Roman Empire,
但谁是合法继承东罗马帝国的
？So who inherited the Eastern Roman Empire?
作为这个皇帝的侄女。
And then it's the niece of this late.
那有趣在这里。
The interesting thing is,
这个侄女你就。嫁给苏联的皇帝。
So this niece married a Russian emperor.
那这个苏联皇帝叫什么呢？
Who was this Russian emperor?
叫做 Ivan the Great.
Ivan the Great.
伊凡大帝。
Ivan the Great.
所以很清楚。
So very clear.
虽然现在东罗马帝国走入历史。
Even though the Eastern Roman Empire has gone into history.
谁来承受所有一切的产业呢？
So who will take up all the inheritance?
神来把谁把东罗马帝国把它完全接下来呢？
So who can receive the Eastern Roman Empire?
当然是伊凡大帝。
Of course it's Ivan the Great.
所以明白吗？
So you understand?
所有的 title.
All the titles?
本来是凯撒就跑到苏俄去了。
So it was a Caesar, but now it's gone to Russia.
这个 Caesar 如果你把它翻译俄文的话。
So if you translate Caesar into Russian.
就 Tsar, 就是沙皇。
And it's Tsar.
所以你看沙皇帝时代就开始了。
So then the empire of the Tsar started.
他们所在的地方是莫斯科。
So the place where they're at is Moscow.
那么不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个应该是第三个罗马。
So this is the third Rome.
因为第二个罗马亡国了。
Because the second Rome is defeated.
所以谁是接受第三个罗马的？
So who accepted the third Rome?
那当然是俄罗斯了。
Of course it's Russia.
那最有兴趣。